With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's a nor'easter brewing, and it's expected to bring a lot of snow to the eastern Carolinas and Virginia's tidewater starting as early as tonight. Bitter cold also persists across a large swath of the country, and that includes in the deep south. He was in the thick of a disruptive anti-ICE protest inside a Minneapolis church during a service earlier this month. Now, ex-CNN personality Don Lemon has been arrested. As a midnight deadline for a partial government shutdown looms, President Trump is holding out hope it can be averted.
Hopefully we won't have a shutdown. We're working on that right now. I think we're getting close. The Democrats, I don't believe, want to see it either. So we'll work in a very bipartisan way, I believe, not to have a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown.
Senate leaders are scrambling to save a bipartisan spending deal that would avert the shutdown, funding for ICE, a major stumbling block. The president has signed an executive order. It tightens the screws on a longtime U.S. foe, that communist island just 90 miles or so off Key West.
The order would impose a tariff on any goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. It's seen as a move that could further cripple an island already plagued by a deepening energy crisis. The executive order would primarily put pressure on Mexico, a government that has acted as an oil lifeline for Cuba and has constantly voiced solidarity for the U.S. adversary.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Trump says he'll nominate Kevin Borsch, a former Fed governor, for Federal Reserve chairman, succeeding Jerome Powell, whose term expires in May. Venezuela's acting president has signed a law opening the nation's oil industry to private sector investment. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 70 points, the NASDAQ off 72. This is SRN News. A new look at America's religious practices and beliefs.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that about half of the population never goes to church. 25% attend weekly, 8% once or twice a month, and 18% once or twice a year. 54% of Americans are certain that God exists, 21% are fairly certain, and 24% are pretty sure or very sure that he does not exist. 44% of us pray daily, 23% weekly or monthly, 32% seldom or never. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has accused a Delaware nurse practitioner of prescribing abortion-inducing drugs to Texas residents. This is the second lawsuit Texas has filed against an out-of-state provider over such medications. Paxton has filed a lawsuit against Deborah Lynch, who operates an online clinic. The suit alleges Lynch sent abortion pills to women in cities including Houston and El Paso. This is SRN News. Well, to call this place a hot spot would be a serious understatement, as correspondent Keith Peters explains.
Scotty's Castle, built in the 1920s, is tucked away in the desert in Death Valley National Park, California, and was one of the park's biggest attractions. It's been closed for 10 years after a flash flood damaged nearby roads and utilities, but the castle grounds are reopening for limited tours this year. Full reopening is anticipated a few years from now. The castle tells the story of an unlikely friendship between a con man and a millionaire. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump is suing the IRS and the Treasury Department for $10 billion. He accuses them of failing to prevent a leak of his tax information to news outlets. The lawsuit has been filed in a federal court in the state of Florida. More details at srnnews.com.